हरे कृष्णा। सो वी हैव डिस्कस्ड इन डिटेल अबाउट द लिविंग एंटिटी, अबाउट परमात्मा, अबाउट द प्रकृति दैट इज मटीरियल नेचर, एंड देन वी ऑल्सो अंडरस्टूड देन वी व्हेन वी हैव नॉलेज ऑफ ऑल ऑफ देम व्हाट हैपन्स, वील हैव फुल क्लैरिटी इन लाइफ, एंड दैट क्लैरिटी विल बी गिवन बाय द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर, अ बोनाफाइड स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर. Now, when the ignorance is destroyed by this knowledge, what is going to happen basically? That is given in this particular shloka. So let's see that. Shloka number 17. Tadbuddhayas tad atmanas tannishthas tatparayanah gacchantya apunar avrittim jnana nirdhuta kalmashah. So here it is given that tat buddhayas, once whose intelligence is fixed in supreme, tat atmanas, once whose mind is fixed in supreme, tat nishthas, one who has complete faith in the supreme, tat parayanah, the one who has taken complete shelter of the supreme. Here supreme basically means supreme personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. What happens? Jnana nirdhuta kalmashaha. Then the knowledge, the person actually becomes fully cleansed of misgivings. Whatever anarthas he has got, whatever misgivings he has got, he'll get completely cleansed through that complete knowledge. And finally, gacchantya apunar avrittim. He straight proceeds through the path to the goal, that is liberation. So when one gets knowledge, what happens? He takes complete shelter of Krishna, he surrenders to Krishna, and he's marching straight to break the cycle of birth and death. That's what is the essence of this particular shloka. So it is said that the supreme transcendental truth is Lord Krishna. The whole Bhagavad Gita centers around the declaration that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. That is the version of all Vedic literature. So there is no question. There is no question of who is supreme. This question is not at all valid. Why? Because throughout the Shastra, throughout Vedic scriptures, it's very, very clear that Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is the one. And in fact, he himself is telling in Bhagavad Gita also, I am supreme, I am supreme, I am supreme at so many places. Just so that we have a full clarity about who is supreme and who should be worshipped, who should be meditated on. Then here it is given that Paratattva means the supreme reality. Para tattva, the supreme tattva or supreme reality, who is understood by the knowers of supreme as three levels: Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. So this we have discussed in detail in the second chapter. And Bhagavan or supreme personality of Godhead is the last word in the absolute. There is nothing more than that. There is nothing more than the word Bhagavan. Bhagavan is the absolute, is completely the topmost. And Krishna confirms this in Bhagavad Gita again, in 7th chapter, where he says, Matta parataram nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya. So he is very clear. He says that Matta parataram na anyat. There is no one superior to me. I am the supreme. Now Krishna is saying. So Bhagavan, Shri Krishna, he is that supreme personality. And below him is Paramatma, and below Paramatma is Brahman. These are the realizations in sequence. So many times, you know, people are stuck, especially, you know, nowadays in Kali Yuga, people are stuck that Lord, God is light, God is light, God is light. Which light are we talking about? So we should know what are we talking. Sometimes people just speak. But what is the basis for that? So here the light that we're talking about is Brahman. Brahman is basically the effulgence coming out from the body of Bhagavan. Yes. So who is the source of Brahman? Bhagavan is source of Brahman. So who is supreme? As compared to Brahman, Bhagavan is supreme. So, Brahman might be formless, but Bhagavan is having a beautiful form. So, here we understand that this formless is coming from the beautiful form of the Lord. And who is actually supreme? The personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. He is supreme and not Brahman. Brahman is not supreme. And that is very clear. Here, Krishna has made it very clear in one of the shlokas. Brahmanohi pratishtaham. I am the source of Brahman, he says. Now, and it is very clear that Krishna is the source of Brahman. So we understand that Brahman is coming from Krishna. So Krishna is supreme. Now there is no question, again, there is no question that is God is formless or God is having a form. God is having a form, and from the form of the Lord comes the effulgence that is called as Brahman, which is formless. And as we students of Gita, we worship the form of the Lord. Now who will have time to worship formless? How will we perceive also the formless feature of the Lord? Very difficult. In future chapters we will see, Krishna does not recommend the worship of Brahman. He says that worship of Bhagavan is the topmost and easiest as compared to the worship of Brahman. Then it is said that a Krishna conscious person can thoroughly understand that there is duality, simultaneous identity and individuality in Krishna, and equipped with such transcendental knowledge, one can make steady progress on the path of liberation. For liberation, this is the first thing that we need to understand, that yes, there is a Supreme Personality of Godhead whose name is Lord Shri Krishna. I am His eternal part and parcel, and I am supposed to serve Him. From here actually starts Krishna consciousness. From here actually starts the path of liberation. Why? Because when we start serving the Lord, we will get purified. When we get purified, then there is hope to break the cycle of birth and death. Or else it's not possible. So it's very important to have this understanding that Krishna is an individual and He has an identity. And same is with us. We are individuals and we have an identity. What is Krishna's identity? He's Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's Bhagavan. And what is our identity? We are part and parcel of Krishna and we are Das. We are servants. Now, after understanding all this, one whose mind, intelligence, faith and refuge are always in Krishna, or in other words, one who is in fully in Krishna consciousness, is undoubtedly washed clean of all misgivings and is in perfect knowledge in everything concerning transcendence. So this is a very nice point to meditate on, that when someone's mind, manaha, when one's intelligence, that is buddhi, and when one's faith, nishtha, and when one's refuge, that is parayanaha, when everything is fixed on the Supreme, when he's a devotee, all the time absorbed in full Krishna consciousness, all his activities are directed towards Lord Shri Krishna, what will happen? Lord Shri Krishna will personally come and cleanse his heart. There's so many misgivings in the heart, so many anarthas, so many misconceptions which are there. Because of that, the living entity is stuck in the cycle of birth and death. But as soon as we start hearing about Krishna, when we start chanting the holy names of Krishna, when we start serving Krishna with complete faith in Krishna that He is the One, He is that Supreme whose shelter I am supposed to take. When we have that complete faith in Krishna, and when we do our services to Lord Shri Krishna with complete love and devotion, what happens? Our heart gets cleansed. Our heart is so contaminated, that is actually pulling us down in this material world. And that because of that we are stuck, it's like an anchor. Now we are stuck, that boat is stuck in this material ocean. So as soon as we take shelter of Krishna with complete surrender and faith, Krishna will actually purify us. And when Krishna purifies us, what happens? He is the one who will pull us back home, back to Godhead also. So it's very important, it's very, very important that in this rare human form, without any doubt, without any confusion, without any ambiguity, we have to take shelter of Krishna only. And when we take shelter of Krishna only, with one-pointed focus, then we have chance to go back home, back to Godhead. Or else, it's very difficult. If our focus is multi-branched, we will not be able to focus on Krishna at all. And at the time of death, whom will we think of? It's very clear, Krishna says that at the time of death you remember me. Antakale cha mameva smaran muktva kalevaram. 8th chapter, 5th verse, Bhagavad Gita. He's saying you remember me at the time of death and you'll come back to me. So a serious, sincere aspirant of Krishna consciousness who is really interested to break the cycle of birth and death, attain Krishna this very lifetime, he has to be very focused, and with that focus he has to practice bhakti. Focused completely on Krishna. Everything is Krishna for him. And all his activities are directed towards Krishna. And when we chant the holy names of the Lord, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare, we actually call out for the help Now from the Lord. We call out for the help, that please help me to get that intense faith in you. Every single day when we chant, this is the mood in which we chant, that please help me to get closer to you. Please help me. And with that call for help, now we chant the holy names of the Lord. And with time we will see that how our faith becomes intense in Krishna, how our activities that we do for Krishna, the devotional activities, becomes quality, and how our consciousness rises higher and higher, and how with time we will get experience of Lord Shri Krishna. So in this way we understand a person who surrendered to Krishna now will be able to attain liberation. But before liberation, surely there will be some other things also. He'll get some wonderful qualities. What are those wonderful qualities? Let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.